Flip-flop, McConnell challenger Raimi McGrath apologizes after saying she would have confirmed Kavanaugh. By Hannah Blow on July 11, 2019. Amy McGrath, the Kentucky Democrat challenging Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is already establishing her status as a potential flip-flopper. Swiftly apologizing less than a day after suggesting that she would have confirmed Justice Brett Kavanaugh. McGrath told the Courier-Journal Wednesday that she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh, whose confirmation hearing was dominated by baseless accusations from accuser Christine Blasey Ford. McGrath said she was very concerned about Kavanaugh and his far-right stances but added that there was nothing in his record that she thought would disqualify him. While she found Blasey Ford credible, she said, "Given the amount of time that lapsed in between and from a judicial standpoint, I don't think it would really disqualify him. I think that with Judge Kavanaugh, yeah, I probably would have voted for him," she told the Courier-Journal. After a flurry of backlash, McGrath reversed positions less than 24 hours after her original remarks went public. "I was asked earlier today about Judge Brett Kavanaugh and I answered based upon his qualifications to be on the Supreme Court," she tweeted Wednesday evening. "But upon further reflection and further understanding of his record, I would have voted no. I know I disappointed many today with my initial answer on how I would have voted on Brett Kavanaugh," she continued. "I will make mistakes and always own up to them. The priority is defeating Mitch McConnell." Notable personalities on both sides of the aisle swiftly jumped on her reversal, making a clear note of it on social media and reminding everyone of her position last year. "I echo the concerns over the nomination of Judge Kavanaugh. He's been against women's reproductive rights, workers' rights, consumer protections, and is a hardcore partisan," she tweeted July 2018. "But we are reminded, again, that elections have consequences, and this will be with us for a generation," she added. Reactions were swift. McGrath announced her bid Tuesday and saw overwhelming support from some of the most notable leftists in Hollywood, like Bette Midler, Chelsea Handler, Patton Oswalt, and Alyssa Milano.